This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn Sharitz and Shaoning. In the meantime, though, under the original Penang South Reclamation Project, or PSR, the plan was to reclaim three islands at a massive 1,800 hectares in order to have land to sell and fund the Penang Transport Master Plan. But PKR President Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim has indicated that the project may be scaled down. He said if there was federal funding for the Penang Transport Master Plan, we'll probably need to reclaim only one or two islands rather than three.
So this is as a result of him citing environmental concerns. The Penang state government has come under fire by NGOs as well as the fishermen community for this massive reclamation project. Sabat Ala Malaysia told Malay Mail that the Penang government should abandon the project altogether instead of scaling it down.
They also asked for the Penang Transport Master Plan to be reviewed independently for a cheaper and more sustainable plan. SAM highlighted that according to the environmental impact assessment, there will be marine ecology degradation. SAM has also said that the reclamation would, for example, destroy and permanently affect the mudflat ecosystem at Pulau Rima, disrupt livelihood of up to 5,000 fishermen, and the government would need to line up compensation for the affected communities.
So in order to get a better understanding of the situation, we have on the line with us Kus Salma, member of the Penang Forum, a coalition of civil service groups. They are pressuring the government to review the project. Thank you for joining us, Salma. So what is the Penang Forum's stance on the reclamation project and transportation master plan?
We actually need a transportation master plan, which is better, cheaper and faster. Actually, we have proposed many things which are low-hanging fruit in terms of improving public transport. The original idea of the Penang Transport Master Plan was to increase public transport ridership to 40%. However, after the request for proposal, this became a plan with a lot of mega projects and the cost kept going up and up and up.
Right. And PKR President Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim said that federal funding could possibly mean that a reclamation project may scale down from three islands to two. Would that be considered a small win for the NGOs protesting against the PSR?
Even if you have one island, it's going to cause terrible damage to the marine ecosystem and the coastal habitat and the fisheries. So it's not three or two or one. It is no islands, you know, that will actually preserve that area in Teluk Kumbar. So the idea of having one island instead of three is not doing much good. You know, this reclamation is very damaging to the marine habitat, and it also involves sand mining, which is going to damage the marine habitats in Perak, and that there are 9,000 fishermen in Perak and there are 5,000 fishermen in Penang, and they've all said no reclamation. So they totally object to the reclamation because they have seen what happened, for example, in Tanjung Tokong. In Tanjung Tokong, you know, they said that, well, it's not going to have so much not so much effect. I mean, after all, the sea is very vast and all that, but you can see what's happened to the inshore fishermen. They can't catch, they're only catching about one quarter or at the most half of what they used to catch. So it's definitely affecting their livelihoods.
And some say that the NGOs are in stopping the progress of Penang economically. But do you have any other recommendations on alternative ways that Penang could cope with the need for economic and industrial expansion?
Okay, so I was saying that public transport, there's many other ways to improve. You know, you can look at what Singapore is doing. Singapore, although they have MRT and so forth, but they actually have a very good bus system. Why aren't we learning from that? And, you know, the technology for mobility has changed so much in the last few years because you can, you know, you can hail a ride, but not more than that. Actually, buses now run on, you have bus information systems and so forth. All you need is, you know, bus apps and bus lanes, and you can actually have a very efficient, and more buses, of course, and you can have a very efficient bus transport system. So we're not trying to hold Penang back in any way. And in terms of industrial development, actually, there's a lot of land in Seberang Perai, especially you have the Batu Kawan, although they say that the land is taken up, but actually there's Batu Kawan Industrial Zone can actually expand, and so can Bukit Panchor. So now it's an industrial park, but they actually should upgrade them into free industrial zones.
Thank you very much, Salma. And that was Khoo Salma of the Penang Forum, a coalition of civil service groups. And she highlighted that there are other ways that Penang could increase ridership on its public transport, including upgrading its bus system, and that is something that we have heard from civil service groups when they lodged their complaints against the Penang Transport Master Plan, essentially taking lessons from Singapore, which is very, very effective in terms of how they actually move people around their city through the usage of public transport.
Yeah,
I think one of the issues, I think if you rewind from the very beginning, was that there definitely needs to be a Penang Transport Plan, because Penang is suffering from congestion and a lack of public transport. The debate now is how much should you spend and what should you spend on. So I think the project, this plan eventually evolved, like she said, to involve many mega projects. Is there a need for it? And the sums initially cited was something like 47 billion. Now it's reduced to 20 billion. So I do wonder what is the eventual plan for the government, because we seem to be changing the goalposts here and there.
Yeah, so for what I gather from here is that first, there's that first target, achieving 40% of ridership, especially on public transport. And that, if that has been achieved, then you have justification to move on if it's still insufficient, right? And how, if you were to go ahead with the transportation plan, how this would actually add up to congestion. So you have to resolve the existing, the low-hanging fruit of the issue with congestion. And then after that, if you wish to look, if there is a further need to expand Penang, then there is more room for you to create heavy infrastructure like LRT and MRT, for example. Right?
Yeah, it basically feels as if the Penang state government took the original plan, which was to increase ridership of public transport, which is a very, it's a very laudable plan and it's very much needed in Penang. And they used it as almost like an excuse to redevelop the entire island. And you still haven't yet achieved that 40% ridership. So without having built the habit of public transport, you're just going to be exacerbating the problem for yourself in years to come. So this is obviously still a developing story, and you have to wonder whether the Penang government may have bitten off more than they can chew with this.
Yeah, and we experienced this in KL, isn't it? I mean, the traffic was horrendous when they were developing the MRT. It didn't help. So, I mean, it would have helped if we did have the bus culture and the bus system more efficient.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.